Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you.
They've got nothing on you all, because I am getting the absolutely best text messages. You are each so thoughtful, and you make this show better every day. Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn. If you are just tuning in, this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're always about real news and great conversation. The conversation this afternoon being joined by my little buddy and friend, Dom Salvia. He's got the fabulous show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Welcome back to the show, Dom. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Maggie Dawn. It is a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Good to see you too, Cardi. And everyone. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Time to get back at it, Maggie.
Gobble, gobble, my friend. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, yeah, too. We are talking about the Biden pardon because
wow.
I have to tell you, I just did not expect this. I thought Joe Biden was going to let the process go. I took him at his word. What do you all think? 855-752-4842. We've had a ton of text messages. If you're on the lines, stay there. I will get to you as soon as I can. Steady Eddie texting in from the 608. Maggie, I do not like Biden saying he would not pardon his son Hunter and then doing so. While I understand the reasons for the pardon, Joe Biden should have remained silent on the subject of a pardon if there was any chance he was going to change his mind.
Right! Yes!
Duh.
Listen, I totally can get his position as a father, knowing that his son did some wrong things, certainly, and it seemingly that the Republicans weren't letting it go. I mean, I get all that. But it seems to me just another old, rich, white, connected guy taking care of their own, and everyone else can just, you know, go pound sand. And it really bothers me that the guy would actually make the point to your texter's point. Not going to do it. And he was kind of sassy about it when he was asked initially. Then he replied,
he had
I've
already said, what are you asking me for again?
Yep. Yeah, apparently you need to ask three times, like, where's Dr. Evil's secret lair? I mean, it's just so bothersome to me. Again, I get it as a father. I get the position. I get the circumstance. But why put yourself out there on a ledge? Oh, I guess it's just, you know, more politics, more people saying the same, saying that thing because it was politically expedient at the time. But then you go ahead and do it anyway.
He was betting on either himself winning the election or Kamala Harris winning the election, right? Like, by the way, interesting, since Kamala went to the top of the ticket, it's like the word Burisma hardly ever got mentioned. Isn't that weird? Funny.
Yeah.
But like, all of the kidding aside about this, and it is fact that if Hunter Biden were anyone else literally on planet Earth, he would have never been charged with this stuff. Like, it just wouldn't. These aren't the sorts of things that get charged criminally under these fact circumstances. They don't. Guess what? Like, here's my take on this, and we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to take more texts. I think this was a grave error. I do not support the pardoning of Hunter Biden. And here's why. First of all, Hunter Biden did wrong. He did these things.
Yeah.
When you commit crimes and your parent is one of the most famous people on planet Earth and a politician who runs as someone who supports our legal and democratic norms, as someone who is an institutionalist, right, who runs to try to defend the rule of law. Your son put himself in harm's way. Yes, he's being treated differently than anybody else. And if he weren't your son, I would actually support the pardon. But he is your son. And you promised us that you wouldn't do this. You promised that you wouldn't confer a benefit on someone simply because they happen to be your son. Because there are thousands of cases out there where the government has overcharged people to extort pleas, right? Like, there are tons of things. Again, Hunter Biden is an exception. He never would, someone like him under the same facts wouldn't have been charged. But government overreach and criminal prosecutions is how this happens, right? So setting all of that aside, for me, my take, is that when you want to sit in the big chairs, you raise your hand and you say, I want to be president of the United States. You have to take that with all of the crap that comes with it. And unfortunately for his son who committed these crimes, that was going to mean some jail time. Now, as to the other conduct, that's the part where I think we need to have a little faith in our judicial system, right? And though that may be scary, it is the system that we have. If you're going to defend the rule of law, you don't get the get out of jail free card, because now Trump, there will be no retort to the pardoning of January 6th insurrectionists. There will be no retort to blanket pardons given to anybody in Trump's orbit for being loyal. Like, what's the response?
Well, of course there's a retort, because if you're going to hold Joe Biden to that standard, we can still hold Donald Trump to that standard. That's the retort. It's not okay.
But we're not.
Here's the thing. That's not the retort.
He pardoned his kid.
Okay,
I don't know
yes.
How...
And it was bad when Joe Biden did it. And if Donald Trump, you're going to pardon your seditious conspirators, that's also a bad thing. I have a problem with both of those
of
actions.
Of course.
But one
yeah,
does not relate to the other, Maggie. Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump's going to do,
of course,
regardless of what
of
Joe
course
Biden
it
does.
Doesn't. Of course it doesn't. But it provides the fig leaf of cover for those that don't want to spend more than 30 seconds ever thinking about an issue. It is the fig leaf. And as disgusting as that may be, the factual distinctions that we can make for days won't matter to a huge segment of Americans. That's why this is a problem. If you say you're not going to do it, you say you're for the rule of law, that you'll respect the process, the judicial process, you don't get to do this because your son put himself in peril.
Well, you do get to do it because you're the president. And it doesn't matter because Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump's going to do anyway. The fig leaf? Come on. There's no fig leaves. These people are out in the open. They are boldly saying what they want. Hell, he's putting a QAnon conspiracist for the FBI. I mean, there's no going back from this. Now, as analysis, as we can observe what's going on, we could be consistent in our criticism to both Biden
yes.
and eventually
yes.
for Trump if that were to happen. But what is Joe Biden on his end? What has he got to lose? Trump's going to do what
Nothing.
Trump's going to do anyway. May as well take care of his family
but
on
this
the
is,
way out.
But no, because this is exactly the thing that bothers me. When politicians put their personal interests over their oaths of office, it is a problem for me. And it's different when it is your son and you are the president. And we start to think about things like, is he going to pardon himself? Is he going to issue blanket pardons to Mayorkas, Fauci, Jack Smith? Where does it stop? If a president is a king and we can now do blanket pardons and they use this, though it is factually distinguishable, right? Easily so. Though the level of conduct and criminality is completely different. And you and I will criticize the heck out of the Trump right. pardons, right? But it opens this door to, well, if it's good for my family and I think it's an injustice, I can overrule the rule of law. And when you have a president who's a king, who's hiring people based on personal loyalty, that's challenging to me. And I do believe in the rule of law. I do believe that Joe Biden shouldn't have pardoned his son and shouldn't pardon Fauci or Jack Smith or Mayorkas. Let the system do its job. And it is scary. We're at the precipice. But some of this has to happen so Americans can see it in real time. You sign up for these jobs. You sign up to be elected officials. This is part of the peril in these times, sorry to say. I think one of the side things that this becomes really scary, regardless of how Trump approaches it, is the chilling effect that this is going to place on, frankly, like governmental recruitment. And I don't mean the pardon itself, but I mean the idea if Trump does in fact go after people at all levels of the government, if Kash Patel weaponizes the FBI to do exactly the thing that they've been criticizing Democrats for doing, which is a bogus argument, who the heck is ever going to want to work in federal government? One of our other texters made an excellent point that it does, and a caller made this point as well, that it leaves open state-level prosecutions and civil penalties. And I think that is important. That's what we're seeing, you know, in New York and in Georgia. We'll see how that goes. If you want to get in on the conversation, 855-75 Civic 855-752-4842. Cam from Appleton saying, I don't think Biden lied. I think he genuinely changed his mind. He should have said that then, which he didn't in his statement. Luann from Wanderoos says, if Trump can give an ambassadorship to a pardoned person, I think he was right to pardon Hunter, because as you said, anyone else would not have been charged. John from West Dallas, Merrick Garland and Joe Biden and the Democrats followed precedent. They should have charged Trump like the January 6th folks back in 2021. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, Merrick Garland failed. I mean, he will be judged harshly by history. John from Milwaukee says, liberals now have to shut your mouths when Trump pardons any or all January 6th hostages. No, I won't. Those people should be subject to the rule of law as well. I will object to that, just as I'm objecting to Joe Biden's pardon of Hunter. And by the way, Joe Biden has never said, yep, I'm going to weaponize the Justice Department and the rule of law to persecute my enemies. Trump has said that. That at least is an observable factual difference. Steve from Milwaukee, Dems have way higher standards for themselves. They shouldn't. Totally different standards for the Republicans and the Democrats. I love your play on words there, Steve. Patrick from the 608, there will be absolutely zero accountability for Trump pardoning January 6ers. Therefore, Biden's pardon means nothing to anyone anymore. Sadly, Maggie, the rule of law has also already been proven to mean nothing. Steve says, I hate the double standard. He's from the 262. Matt from Germantown. Maybe Joe will pardon Donald next. I've actually thought about that in a Gerald Ford Nixon kind of approach, but who knows? Jim from Appleton, the system was not allowed to do its job the second Congress injected himself into the case of Hunter. I do think the congressional investigation, which has turned up absolutely no direct evidence of any corruption, was totally bogus. Brian, you have been incredibly patient on the phones. What do you think? Should Joe Biden have pardoned Hunter?
I say good for Joe Biden. It's about time. November 5th changed the country. That horse is out of the barn. He needs to pardon anyone that Cito Mussolini or the jumping bean publicly threaten. And tell your friend Albaugh, because I was listening to him making the same case, that I'm going to stop listening to you guys if you keep saying Fox, what we have to worry about what Fox will think, and we're setting precedents that they will follow. And then the next time I hear you on the radio, I'm going to stop listening again.
Oh, no, Brian, don't listen. Just disagree and call. This is one of those things that I don't know if I'm right, and I will fully take that on. I think this is a really tough call. I think Joe Biden himself was totally conflicted about it. I think it's why it rolled out this way. And if the president of the United States felt some hesitancy about it, you know, there are reasonable arguments on both sides. Another texter from the 262, this makes no difference at all because Trump's going to do what he's going to do. Biden's out the door and Democrats have had for so long been handicapped by idealism and the need to play offense. Let me be really clear about this. I have always criticized Democrats for bringing knives to gunfights, okay? That needs to stop. But degrading the rule of law and the judicial process is not a solution, right? Like degrading and debasing our political discourse even further by Democrats isn't going to help. We need to take the fight to Republicans, but we also need to protect norms and institutions. It's a difficult process. I think we need to get much more clear about the fleecing of the middle class and working people in this country. That needs to be front and center all of the time.
And thank you for saying that, Maggie. Again, stepping back from this, even when you talk about the folks that were down in D.C., how privileged of you to be able to have the money and take the time off to go try to overturn the government. You know, and then you see pardons going on. Maybe Trump does it. He pardons everybody. Well, what does that say about those folks who don't have the resources, who the heavy hand of the DOJ comes down, and as you say, they charge them so high they make them cut a deal. It is just injustice for them.
The rule of law applies to you if you ain't got no connections and no money. That is the breaking of the U.S. justice system, the screwing of the middle class from a tax perspective and working people, and the screwing of all of us from a justice system that doesn't have us all play by the same rules if you're rich and connected. We're going to come right back more with Dom and this little episode of In Case You Missed It. I love a heated argument. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. 855-75-CIVIC. Back in a moment.